Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Crack is cheap.
So a guy I was seeing, just like about 3 dates, broke things off with me and said that we weren't compatible.
How often did you beat his ass?
Wanted to know a little more. So I was like, oh, why are we not compatible? And he said, my confidence is intimidating. I was like, I just feel like you don't need me. Yeah, you're right.
So it flips with women. Instead of creating things that take a long time, women value what takes them longer to destroy.
You're a huge bitch. You're not a likable human. Or it could be that you're overweight. But I can already tell you're a KUNT just by how you're coming off in a 15-second video so far. But see, even when men think you're a huge B, they still let you down with compassion and grace. See the difference? So this guy is very patient for even dealing with you for as long as he did. I'm having a hard time doing it to the end of this video.
I don't need you. What? This has happened to me couple different times with potential partners that they said that my confidence was intimidating to them. Like verbatim, that's what they said. And at first I was like, maybe I'm a narcissist or something. But I was talking to my therapist and it's that I don't need them. I don't know, like, I'm sorry that I don't need your validation to continue on.
She doesn't need validation, but she's outside with her boobs like literally hanging out. I wouldn't be surprised if she has an OF page. Like, is that even a shirt or is that string covering your nips? But she doesn't need male validation. No, not at all. Why get your hair done at all then? Why wear makeup? Why use filters? Just stop, lady.
I'm sorry that, like, you can't have the upper hand on me. I'm sorry. Like, I think it's weird that you need your partner to need validation from you to have a successful relationship. I'm cool by myself. I like myself.
No,
I love myself.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily affirmation.
Most women hate sitting with their own brain. They try to go to work a bunch. They go back to school. They go hang out with their parents. They'll do anything to avoid sitting inside their brain. They hate it there. Most women really truly do. Every man wants to be needed, you dumb dumb. You're going to be single a long time, probably forever. You just don't get it. And therapy, I guess, ain't helping. I'm sure you got a female therapist.
I think I'm beautiful. I think I'm funny. I think I'm kind. Yeah. And I think I'm smart.
Things aren't always what they seem. Yeah.
And I don't need your validation to tell me all those things. Is it nice for a partner to tell me that?
You're annoying.
Do I need my partner to tell me that in order to believe those things are true? No, that's okay if you do. I just don't. And for that to, like, be the reason someone doesn't want to be in a relationship with...
It's probably not the reason. Do you know how unlikable you're coming across? You're completely unaware of self. Please get a new therapist. You just don't get it. I don't think you ever will.
Because I don't need their validation to, like, continue on with my life. That's weird. Weird. Weird.
Did you know that I can see you?
The only people that I attract that do want to be in a relationship with me because I am so confident in myself are the people that want to call me mommy. If you catch my drift.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I would just like someone that's like equally as confident and we can just validate each other because
they're going to get somebody slimmer and who has a better personality. And they always go to shame and tactics when they get rejected. You don't think it's weird that you're just randomly sitting in the car by yourself talking to your phone? You don't think that's weird? Sitting in a parking space? Going on this whole tangent? That ain't strange? That ain't peculiar? Stop it.
Love each other, not because either one of us needs it. I feel like I'm not asking for a lot, guys.
She's nuts.
What the fuck?
Question for men. If I asked you out for a beer wearing this, what would you say?
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
I really don't care what you wear, my little cuddly bear. I would say no. And, well, okay, my first question would be, are you paying? I mean, since you asked, you know, are you paying? Or should I use Ebonics? Since you asked, are you paying? I don't give a damn about how tight or revealing your dress is.
Somebody done told you wrong.
This is a PSA to any van man who likes to beep at girls on their way past. This has happened to me twice in the past 4 minutes. This is my face before you beep at me. And this is my face afterwards.
Show me your tits!
And you know what demons really hate? Is that when you laugh at them, and you don't take them seriously, and you just say, oh, it's just you. It's just you, goofy.
Okay, but look, I think your chances of getting beeped at are a lot lower if you go outside without your mams hanging out. It's just a weird theory I'm working on. And based on the fake lips and the fact you got a TikTok account, you like attention. So don't give me that crap. You like attention from men. And I wouldn't be surprised if you have an OF page.
You don't know that.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Look, and here's the thing that I want y'all to think about. She get triple the attention, or double the attention. She get the attention, you know, by the men hunking, and then she get extra attention by turning on her phone. Well, the phone was already on. By opening up the TikTok app and complaining about getting hunked at. That's double the attention. And she get to flex. She get to complain and flex and get attention. So maybe it is a triple threat. The triple whammy. I get to complain about getting hunked at. Wait. Let me start over. I get hunked at, so that's attention. Then I get on TikTok and complain about getting hunked at. That's attention. And it, you know, it quenches my thirst of being able to complain about something. And then I also get to flex that I'm so hot, guys can't even contain themselves. They got to hunk their horn at me. So she loves every detail, all the intricacies of this situation. She fucking loves it. And hey, it ain't safe for a chick half dressed walking down the street to have both headphones on like that, since there's so many creeps out here. She ain't that worried about it then. She would be aware of her surroundings if she was that worried about male creeps. And she wouldn't walk outside with her boobs out if she was so worried about male creeps. So cut the crap. It's just so ironic that all the women who complain about all the, you know, dangerous men out there, them be the same women half dressed at a nightclub at 3 a.m. drunk. So she ain't too worried about getting hurt by men.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Hold up. Hey guys. Good morning, it's Hampstead Heath in London. It's a glorious morning.
Okay.
But I have a topic I want to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm really curious for your opinion, actually. Yeah. I would really like your opinion, guys.
Okay,
girls, guys, whatever, all genders.
Say it! Say it!
So if a guy says to his girlfriend, I love you, but I don't like you making TikToks. I don't like you making dancing videos online.
Totally reasonable. He's probably a good man. Before you even ask the question, I'm going to use Ebonics for this episode. Before you ask us a question about this, I'm telling you, he's a good man. You should marry him and listen to everything he says because he probably has your best interests, you know, in mind. No decent man wants his wife making, you know, stupid dancing videos on TikTok.
Like, is it that f***ing high, bitch?
I don't know any man who prefers it. You got some men who will accept it because they don't have much options in the dating market. But I don't know any guy who's actually going to like it and prefer it. And let me guess, you got a problem with it, and you're going to do what you feel like doing because you're your own woman, yada, 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 yada. He picked the wrong woman to try to pull this on. Fellas, don't try to change him. Look, mention it in the beginning. Be like, oh, you got a TikTok account? I don't really want you to have a TikTok account. If she say anything other than, okay, I'll just take it down. I mean, I like you more than I like TikTok, so I won't do TikToks anymore. No problem. Any other answer than that, keep it moving. Don't try to change these women. They are who they are. She's older. And I'm sure this relationship isn't, you know, a 5-10 year relationship. This is probably newer. You know what I mean? Or this conversation would have been had by now. Let her go. You're not changing a 35, you know, 40-year-old woman. That's how old she looks. She's stuck in her ways. If her brain didn't develop past, you know, having a TikTok by this point, just let it go. Move on with your life, bro. It ain't a battle worth fighting.
I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion.
What does that mean? What does that say? Does that mean he really loves her?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just looking out for her?
Yep.
Does that mean he's insecure?
Look, it means he has a functioning brain. And you too old to be on this damn app. And you ain't even talking about nothing, I'm sure. Well, yeah, dancing videos. A grown-ass woman don't need to be dancing on TikTok. Just say it out loud and see if it makes sense to you.
A lot of people can't handle strong women.
And you know what? If he is insecure, ain't nothing wrong with being insecure about certain things. Certain things you should be insecure about. If my woman out 3 a.m, you know, twerking on other guys, I should be insecure about that.
Who hurt you?
Just like she would be insecure about her man if he had like a six-pack or something and he was doing, you know... sock videos, if you know what I mean, on TikTok. Slanging his junk around in a sock. Gyrating on TikTok. And he had a bunch of, you know, hot chicks in the comment section talking about, ooh, I love it, daddy. She would feel insecure, too. They only bring up the insecurity argument when it's something they want to do.
The audacity.
Oh, does it mean he doesn't really love her? Oh, is it not that deep? Oh... Anyway, please let me know in the comments. I'm really curious what you actually think.
I mean, think about how much of a slap in the face that is that she's even, like, pondering it. Like, she's making it seem like, do I gotta choose my TikTok or my life partner? If it's even a question, get the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? It's insulting that it would even be a question.
You're goddamn right.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
Yeah, you get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.